let's shake the ball, let's go. Kick it with your feet, then score a goal. Tackle the ball to get control. Kick it with your feet, then score a goal.
He's playing football, he's scoring first.
Score a goal,
and score
now. I've got my feet in my football shoes. Kick it in the goal, and we just can't lose.
Just score a goal, he scores too.
Kick the ball with your
scoring shoes.
I'll score a goal, and you do the same. We'll definitely win this football game.
He's shooting the ball, he's scoring trips. Score a goal, with a scoring hit.
Tackle the ball to get control. Kick it with your feet, then score a goal. Control the ball, he's scoring.
I honestly could listen to it all day long, but I better pull the fader down and start talking. My name's Lee Phelps. This is a League podcast, League 2 edition. Delighted to say on the line is Sam Ashu from the 72.co.uk. We've previewed League 1 already, so make sure you download that at the 72.co.uk. And we're going to have a look at three games in League 2, Sam.
Yeah, stop kidding yourself, Lee. You listen to that track all the time. That's your iTunes list, that.
All the time, mate. All the time. It's just it's all I ever listen to. It's like on loop in my head. We've picked out Oxford versus Portsmouth, Tranmere, Cheltenham and Carlisle Southend to preview on the podcast. Let's start with Oxford, shall we? 19-10 they are to beat Pompey. 29-20 the price for Portsmouth, and 9-4 the price for the draw. Interesting game this one. What are you thinking of initially, Sam, for Oxford versus Portsmouth?
Well, it's an interesting one because this time last year, or a couple of weeks just before, Oxford and Portsmouth played, didn't they? And Oxford sort of went to Fratton Park and absolutely battered them 4-1. Times have really changed now. Portsmouth have got a very good squad, whilst Oxford have, well, they've not had a great start, have they? I mean, they've lost their first three league games of the season. And the performances haven't been great. So, yeah, very much a sort of turnaround here. I'm looking at Portsmouth thinking if they don't get anything out of this game, I'll be very, very surprised.
Yeah, three successive home games since the game against Exeter on the opening day of the season. So they've kind of, you know, built up a bit of a head of steam. I mean, it's not that far to travel, I guess, going away from home. That won't make any difference to Portsmouth, you don't think?
No, I mean, they've certainly had to travel much further than Oxford and taken results recently. So, I mean, it's just, it is a bit of a downward spiral for Oxford. I think since Chris Wilder left them to join Northampton, sort of midway through, maybe in sort of around January of last season, they just haven't really gone anywhere. And of course, Michael Appleton's come in. Without sounding too brutal, I think this is his sort of last chance in at least Football League management, if you like. I mean, he's taken jobs at Portsmouth, Blackpool, Blackburn, and now Oxford, and he just hasn't seemed to have done very well wherever he's been. So I can't imagine that Oxford fans are full of excitement going into this season. They haven't made an abundance of signings. They've signed Danny Hilton in, really, he's, from what I've seen anyway, sort of Oxford's only real recognised striker.
Yeah.
So it's a lot to rely on one man, of course it is, especially one that's not hugely proven in the Football League. Of course, they lost Dave Kitson last season, who's now retired from football, and at least you could always guarantee that you could bring him on and have some sort of strong attacking threat up front, but that's not necessarily going to be the way now. So they've actually got a decent defence. I mean, they've got Johnny Mullins, Michael Raines at centre back. So I mean, conceding goals shouldn't be too much of a problem this season for them. But it's just scoring, really. I think they are going to struggle. And I think Portsmouth are going to make them pay at the weekend.
Yeah. Are you happy enough just with the Portsmouth price on its own then?
I mean,
29-20.
Yeah, it's a good price. It's a very good price, considering that Portsmouth definitely have one of the strongest squads in the division. I mean, you look at their strikers. They've got Craig Wescar, Ayerman, and David Connolly as well. So three sort of Football League, three players who are very experienced in playing in the Football League, and of course in a young player in Jed Wallace, who plays as a winger, but certainly a very attacking winger. He's got 2 in 3. He's 11-4 any time. I think that's big.
Yeah.
I think he's one of their biggest attacking threats this season, and I think a lot of the time that you'll see Portsmouth take points from games, he'll be on the score sheet. So I like him. Craig Westcar's also had a good start to the season, 11-2, but he's 11-2 to score first, but certainly Jed Wallace at anytime at 11-4. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, very good. Tranmere versus Cheltenham is the next game that we'll have a look at. Tranmere are 13-10. It's 12-5 the draw, and Cheltenham are priced up at 2-1. So far, the form, well, Tranmere have had a bit of everything. A draw against York on the opening day. They lost to Forest and then lost to Shrewsbury back in the league, and then went to Wickham and won 2-0 on Tuesday night. And it's the same story for Cheltenham, really. Two wins. Both of those came in the league. One at Bury and one at home to Accrington. A draw against Carlisle and the defeat to Brighton in the League Cup. Interesting one to pick, this one, Sam. Where are you going?
I'm actually going to go for another away win. I think Cheltenham at 2-1 is a big price. Okay, two teams, you know, not had bad starts this season, but Cheltenham, I think, are a strong... I've got a decent squad this year. They'll certainly be aiming for playoffs. Whereas Tranmere, okay, they may have come down from League One last season, and a lot of the times that you see a team coming down from League One, they're certainly, you know, re-challenging back in League Two. I think Tranmere realistically will be settling for mid-table. I could be wrong, but that's just how I see it. I mean, they've got rid of eight players from last year. They've also signed eight players, I believe. So it's sort of a like-for-like sort of switch around in the squad. And there's a huge onus on Elliot Richards. I mean, their new man, to play well. I mean, he's not scored once this season so far, and he's their sort of main striker. So he'll really, you know, need to bag soon if he's going to get that confidence up. He scored 15 for Bristol Rovers whilst he was on loan there, so he's capable of things. I mean, they've signed Kayode Adejaye as well from Accrington Stanley, a man who people may remember from that memorable late winner against Chelsea for Barnsley in the FA Cup a few years ago. But since then, he hasn't done much. So I wouldn't be hugely excited by the signing of him. And Tranmere are a team who tend to concede goals. I mean, last season, only Crewe conceded more than them. Crewe conceded 80 goals last season. Tranmere conceded 79. And that's a lot of goals to concede in the league. You know, and I just don't think they're that good a side. Cheltenham have got an excellent goalkeeper in Trevor Carson. They've got Matt Taylor at centre-back, who's a very good player. They've also got a very exciting player in Matt Richards, who I believe is one of League Two's sort of best playmakers, if you like. And Byron Harrison up front, who, along with Kobe Arthur, I think those two are going to be very exciting up front for Cheltenham. So, you know, they're unbeaten so far going into this one. And I like Cheltenham. I think 2-1 is big. So... Yeah. They're my only bet, actually. Cheltenham, I'm a Cheltenham supporter for this game.
Fair enough.
So,
yeah.
Cheltenham at 2-1. Really like it.
Carlisle versus Southend is the final game that we'll look at. Carlisle are nearly 2-1 at home, 19-10 the price for them. 9-4 the price for the draw, and 29-20 the price for Southend in this one. Carlisle lost to Luton on the opening day, lost to Derby in the Cup, lost to Wickham away. Last Saturday, and then finally picked up a point in the league, drawing 0-0 away at Cheltenham. Southend done a bit better. A couple of wins, beat Accrington Stanley and beat Stevenage, lost in the Cup and then lost to Wimbledon on Tuesday night. So 6 points so far for Southend. Are they your pick in this one, Sam?
Yeah, they are. I'm going to make it a treble of away victories.
Yeah, nice.
I think that Southend are a decent side. Okay, they made the playoffs last season. They would have been looking for the automatics. I think they'll be looking in and around that playoffs automatic position again. Like I've said, I actually said it in the League One podcast that League Two was exceptionally strong last year. I don't believe it's quite as strong this year, even though Portsmouth have improved their squad. So, you know, Southend might be looking to take advantage there. They had the best defensive record in the division last year. I fully expect them to keep that sort of solid defensive record as well going into this year. They kept 20 clean sheets. I mean, that's very impressive throughout the season. They've kept hold of their exciting young goalkeeper, Daniel Bentley. But they did lose Jakub Sokolic, who was a very good player for them. So slight blow there. But still, I still think they've got an excellent squad. Meanwhile, Carlisle, well, it hasn't been a great start, has it? I mean, they've lost 3 out of 4 in all comps going into, around this season. I mean, they brought in Danny Kearns, Gary Dicker and Billy Painter, but none of them have seemed to have made much of an impact this season. They're all three decent sort of Football League players, if you like. So I'm expecting more from them. But yeah, I think that that Southend are a good value here at 29-20. I mean, actually, looking at Southend's results, I mean, against Accrington Stanley, it was a very good away performance. Accrington sort of came on strong throughout the game. Sort of Southend sat back and defended very well, and then sort of went up the pitch, and Lee Barnard scored a winner with about 5 minutes to go. And I think that might be the way again. On this one, I think they'll be happy to defend for the first hour or so, and then going into the latter stages of the second half, I think they'll be looking to snatch a winner. And you can get the Southend first goal, you get that over 76 minutes at 7-1. So a goal for Southend in the last 14-15 minutes at 7-1. Really like that, because I think that's how they're going to set themselves out. So yeah, I fancy Southend to make it a treble of away wins. And actually, if you put my three picks, which are all away wins, I think if you put them in an acca, a nice treble gets you around about 17-1.
Very nice, so, nice.
Not bad value, that.
Yeah, decent. Your nap's coming in League Two, isn't it? Mine is as well, actually, this week. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to reveal mine?
You go for yours.
Okay, I'll go for mine then. It's kind of based around a bet, or it started with a bet that I know you've liked from the start of doing these podcasts, and that's Kwesi Appiah to score.
My boy Kwesi.
Wow, he's doing great. Anyone who backed that at the start, as a top goal scorer, he's off to a flight. It's not him I'm backing, though. I mean, he's 5-4 to score any time. I'm looking at the opposition, Morecambe. Cambridge even conceded goals all the way through their great season last season at home, so it's not like they've got a watertight defence. They started off with a 1-0 win against Plymouth, but have been conceding goals as well. 2-2 draw at York. When you look at Morecambe, the midfielder, Kevin Ellison, has been in great form recently. 4 goals in 3 games. Midfielder. Now, he's because of that, the traders have put him as the favourite to score for Morecambe at 2-1. But you've got Padraig Armand and Jack Redshaw, who are the strikers, who are 9-4 and 11-4. I think, despite the fact that he's scoring goals, obviously, I think he's been moved up that list because he's had such a great start to the season. And I'm willing to take advantage of the strikers actually being bigger prices. Now, obviously, you've got a bit of a toss-up between which one you go for. The man who's scored goals so far, both of them, Armin's on penalties, and Redshaw has also scored in the 3-0 win at Dagenham on the opening weekend. I'm going to take Armand just because he's on penalties. I think it's a decent price. 9-4 is a good price. 11-4 for Jack Redshaw is really good as well. But just because Armand's on penalties, that gives him the extra edge. So Padraig Armand to score any time in the match between Cambridge and Morecambe is my nap.
I like that. I mean, Morecambe are a really exciting attacking side. And like you say, Kevin Ellison's obviously got on the score sheet a few times, but I mean, what is he, 35, 36 now?
Yeah, I mean, he's 2-1. It's a great price, but it just means that they've inflated the prices on the actual strikers.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's only the start of the season, but he's got to burn out at some stage at that age as well, hasn't he?
I didn't want to say that.
Well, sorry, Kevin.
Being a 39-year-old.
that's the end of that, isn't it?
What's your nap?
I'm going to go with Jed Wallace anytime at 11-4. I think he's one of the league's most exciting players, predictable as it may sound. I think that if Portsmouth are going to look to get out of the division this season, he is going to be one of the main men, whether it's, you know, with the assists towards Craig Westcar or actually scoring himself. He's very capable of doing that. Technically, he's an excellent player. He's got tricks. He's very exciting for that big Fratton Park crowd. So 11-4 any time. I think he's the fourth favourite to score first for Portsmouth there. Mm. I'd have him at second favourite at worst. So really like that one. 11-4, Jed Wallace, Portsmouth against Oxford.
Very good. They're the two naps from us in League Two. Pete Farris will give you his nap in the Championship version of the League podcast, so make sure you listen to that. You can find this one, the Championship one and League One, in the same places. It's on the72.co.uk. We also find loads of articles about the upcoming weekend's Football League games and plenty more as well. It's also available at williamhill.com/podcasts, on audioboo.fm, and you can subscribe via iTunes, which is pretty easy to do. Just search William Hill Football Podcasts on iTunes, hit subscribe, and we'll deliver them to you. Well, I won't, but someone will, every single week. Sam, thanks for your time, and we'll listen out for you on In Play Radio soon?
No problem. Just off to Fratton Park to get my Jed Wallace shirt now. So
nice.
I'll speak to you next week.
I expect to see you in it very soon. Cheers, Sam.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.